Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Procrastination Punisher, your daily dose of fired up hacks to get things done. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something seriously powerful. The magic of positive self-talk. Ever find yourself stuck in a rut? Battling those pesky inner critics who whisper doubts and insecurities. You know that feeling when you're about to tackle a big project and your mind goes, you can't do this, or worse, you're going to fail. Well, hold up. Because today, we are turning the script around. We're learning how to harness the power of our words, not just any words, but positive, empowering words to fuel our success and crush those procrastination demons. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, Laura, this sounds too cheesy, hear me out. Positive self-talk isn't about living in a bubble of unicorn rainbows and glitter, although that wouldn't be so bad, right? It's about consciously choosing the language we use to talk to ourselves, especially during those challenging moments. It's about replacing those negative forces with ones that lift us up, inspire us, and remind us of our capabilities. So let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the magic of positive self-talk. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, we gotta acknowledge those pesky inner critics. They're real, they're persistent, and they can be seriously annoying. But hey, awareness is the first step to taking control. Pay attention to those negative thoughts, write them down, notice when they pop up, and start labeling them for what they are. Just thoughts, not facts. 2. Challenge those negatives. Now that you've spotted your inner critic, it's time to challenge those negative messages. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? What would I say to a friend who was having these thoughts? Often, we catch ourselves spiraling into negativity without even realizing it. By questioning those thoughts, we can start to shift our perspective. 3. Reframe with positivity. This is where the magic happens. Instead of dwelling on the negative, reframe those thoughts into positive affirmations. For example, instead of thinking, I'm going to fail this presentation, try I'm well prepared and I'm going to rock it. Or instead of this is too hard, say this is challenging, but I can handle it one step at a time. Those little changes can make a huge difference. 4. Practice gratitude. Let's face it, sometimes our minds are magnets for negativity. That's why cultivating gratitude is so powerful. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Focusing on what we're grateful for helps shift our mindset and create a more positive outlook. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is non-negotiable. Remember, self-talk is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when those negative thoughts creep and that's totally normal. But the key is to be kind to yourself, acknowledge it, and gently redirect your focus back to positivity. Let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine you're about to give a big presentation at work. You might feel butterflies in your stomach, and those inner critics might start whispering doubts. What if I forget my words? What if everyone laughs at me? But instead of letting those thoughts take over, try this. Take a deep breath, look in the mirror, and say something positive to yourself. I am prepared, I am confident, and I'm going to deliver an amazing presentation. See how that shifts things. Okay, awesome humans, let's recap. Positive self-talk is about choosing empowering words, challenging negative thoughts, practicing gratitude, and being kind to ourselves. Remember, your words have power. Use them wisely to fuel your success and crush those procrastination demons. So, go out there and rock your day with positive self-talk. Share this episode with a friend who could use a boost, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, or join the conversation on social media. I want to hear your thoughts. How are you using positive self-talk in your life? Until tomorrow, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.